Monster Movie Media presents. Episode 56 of the Creepy Kingdom Podcast, a podcast all about the creepiness of the Disney films and theme parks. I am your host, Mr. James H. Carter II. Coming up in this episode, we are going to take you on a one-day, four-park Walt Disney World creepy tour. All right, I'm here with the evil queen of the creepy kingdom herself, Miss Roxy Tart.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I am pumped. I am excited. I am super excited for this episode we're about to record. You have no idea. This episode was inspired by an email that we received. So if you would do the honors of reading that email, since you're such a great email reader.
Would love to. Hi, folks. I'm traveling to Orlando in October for Halloween Horror Nights on Monday, October 19th. And me and my bestest buddy, Stuart, will be hitting Walt Disney World hard. I'm planning a once-in-a-lifetime four-park, one-day extravaganza. Where would you plan to start, and where would you plan to end the day, and what rides must two 40-something-year-old men simply do in between? Many thanks, Craig from Liverpool.
Wow. Okay.
First of all, hi, Craig from Liverpool. Thank you for listening. That's awesome. But dang. Four parks in one day. James, I know you've done it, and I know you've done it, what, more than once?
I've done this twice, yes.
You've done it twice, but I personally, I mean, this is like a challenge. Like, and I know that you wrote up an itinerary, and that's what we're going to talk about today. But I kind of want to, like, take some time and write up my own itinerary to figure out what I would do four parks in one day. Like,
oh,
that's
yeah.
A good challenge.
I've been faced with this scenario myself.
I love this.
And it's just like, you know, I had limited time. And it's just like, all right, let's do it. Yeah, it's fun. I was like, first of all, I'm so honored that you contacted Creepy Kingdom to ask this question. I mean, there's just endless Walt Disney World podcasts out there. And obviously, a lot of them in particular deal with trip planning, which is not anything in particular that we deal with here.
We do now,
but, you know, technically speaking. So I was really honored, and I thought about, you know, all right, why did Craig reach out to us? Like, he's going to Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios. So obviously he likes horror and creepy stuff, and he probably likes extreme thrill rides as well. So I thought Craig probably wants the Creepy Kingdom creepy one-day Walt Disney World tour, which I have not done. Now, I have done all four parks in one day, twice, but certainly it was not a once-in-a-lifetime trip, so that my planning was not like, I'm never coming back here.
Right.
And it wasn't necessarily the creepy tour by any means. But this actually comes in line with a top-secret project that you and I, Roxy, are working on.
Yep.
So we're like, wow, this is exciting.
Right? It fit right in with that.
So we're not quite ready to announce that yet, but I figured this was the perfect opportunity to get a little taste of that. So there's
it's like a little test run.
Yeah, a little test run.
It's like rehearsal.
Yeah, this is our rehearsal, but this is real life for Craig and his bestest friend. So we'll see what happens. So here's the facts that we have right now. I said they have not released the October 2015 hours yet, but the October 19, 2014 was a Sunday, which are usually different hours than Monday. So then I went to the hours for Monday, October 20th, 2014, and that's what we're going by here. Magic Kingdom was 9 a.m. to midnight. Epcot was 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Hollywood Studios was 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Animal Kingdom was 9 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Yep.
Now, there's a few before we get started, there's a few things to throw into the mix here. Number one is refurbishments. As of right now, there's nothing listed to be closed that's on my list here.
As we all know, that could change in the next year.
Yeah. Who knows? You got to stay on top of the refurbishment list.
Right. That's important for any trip.
So that's important to say. As of right now, that's not a factor into anything I'm talking about here, but that could change. The other thing here is single rider line. Now, not all attractions have this available, but most of the bigger ones, the thrill rides with the longer waits, have this option. And you guys are definitely going to need to utilize this. I know you guys are best buds and want to experience anything together, but you could probably use a break, you know?
Right?
You can use a
2-minute and 30-second break from each other on the ride. Really, single rider is the way to go. If you are in a hurry, and man, you guys really are.
Yeah.
If you're in a hurry, you need to utilize the single rider line. And just to throw it out there, I just want to point out that if you are in a group of like 10 people, just use the normal line. Like, this is not for Craig, you know, but this is just in general, since we're talking about single rider line. If you are in a group, a huge group of people, try not to use the single rider line. You have enough people to keep you entertained when you stand in line. Go stand in line and enjoy your day at Disneyland and enjoy each other's company. And if you do use the single rider line and you are in a group or you are a couple or whatever, please don't get to the front and ask the cast member if you can go together. They really hate that, and it's complete bull.
Yeah, I mean that's
you can't
it's single
go
rider
together.
Line.
Yeah. That's the point of single rider.
It's not a secret fast pass line. It's a single
rider
line.
I felt the need to get that out.
Well, you know, you haven't had the opportunity on this show to do so allow it.
Speaking of secret fast pass lines.
Oh yeah, the next thing here is Fast Pass Plus. Let me just put this out there. I did not factor that into this at all. As a quick overview for those unfamiliar, you are able, only at Walt Disney World, not at Disneyland, you're able to get fast passes for, I hate it so much. I don't use this, so that's why I'm not utilizing it. essentially, you pick a park. So right now, you can only pick one park to book in advance. You pick one park, and then you pick one attraction, and then it gives you two other ones you have to choose. Usually, those other attractions are ones that nobody's riding and don't need a fast pass, and that you probably don't even want to go on. I'm just telling it like it is, guys. Like, this is really not helpful to me at all. My last trip, I got so angry. I was just beyond angry trying to use it. On top of the fact that anything that I wanted to use a fast pass for was booked, you know, 2 or 3 months. You know, ahead of time. Like, it's completely ridiculous.
So if you're going to use FastPass Plus, book ahead.
Just throw it. Like, once I throw the itinerary to you, just see what you can get, you know, and see if this can help you. You know, that's all I can say. You know, I'm not the FastPass Plus guy, but if you're able to figure out how to make it work for you, that's going to help you a lot.
Which a lot of people are. There are very much two camps about FastPass Plus. One is the people that absolutely don't like it and they don't want to use it and it does not work for them. But there are a lot of people, you know, I haven't gotten to do it yet, but there are a lot of people I've read online who do make it work for them. So you might be one of these people.
Yeah. I mean, at this far in advance, if I was doing that on this day and going to do this itinerary, then I would look into it because then I would have a pretty strong idea. At least one of these things that I have on the list I'll be able to at least get a fast pass for.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing about it is that once you use those three fast passes or those time passes, then you can keep booking on the spot in the app, but that's only if it's available which is really unlikely to begin with. So, so because everything books up early.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, just want to throw it in there. While you're moving around, I did not put any time except for one period at all where I talked about eating. So the main thing you need to do and keep in mind is you have to keep drinking water and keep getting snacks that you can eat while you're walking and on the go.
So yep.
That's, you know, as far as these commando days that I've done, you know.
Take a backpack, load it up with trail mix and granola bars.
I mean, I don't know how many trail mix and granola bars I'll let you bring in, but anyway, I think it goes without saying you're going to be spending a lot of money here. So.
Well, but you can take food into the park. They don't.
But don't
stop
they have a limit?
You.
But they have a limit to how much, don't they?
It's enough that you can eat for the day. I mean, because of my dietary restrictions, I can't eat anything in the park anymore. So I'll go with a purse full of like snacks and stuff like that, and no one has ever questioned me.
Hmm.
And back when I was vegan, and I would go to the parks, I would pack a full actual lunchbox.
Really? You brought a lunchbox?
I did. I brought a legit Karomi lunchbox into the park, and no one ever had any questions. No one ever stopped me. Nothing. As long as you don't have glass, that's all they care about.
Well, there you go. Pack some trail mix or granola bars.
Yep. Pack your snacks.
But I was going to say, even if you wanted to grab something, grab it on the go, there obviously needs to be some point where you sit down and eat. I'm not even throwing in like ADRs and restaurants and all that. I don't even mess with that. That is not part of this list. That is not what's going on. There is one part where there's a time to eat and during this itinerary, but it's still on the go. So,
yep. Get your Dole Whip and eat it in line.
Yep. So just keep it moving. All right. I think with that being said, one other variable here, which we'll get to, is that they have not released the dates yet for Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party, which this very well could fall on that date of October 19th. Now, I'm going to give itinerary without, and then we're going to talk about how to work with it. Basically, it's the same list of things. It's just different order, and it's going to cost you more money, but...
Although, on the plus side, if you do the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, whatever park you're in actually has less guests in it. So the lines do get a little bit shorter, and you can throw in a few more rides.
Yeah. So we'll talk about the pros and cons, I guess, of that when we get there at the end. But let's do it. So let's start. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Here it is, the official Creepy Kingdom one-day tour of Walt Disney World. All right, we're going to start at the Magic Kingdom. No trip to Walt Disney World. Doesn't even make sense to start anywhere else. I'm sorry. You got to start there. I've done it once. I've started at Epcot once, and it was weird. I didn't like it. You got to start at Magic Kingdom.
It's really funny because I always start at Epcot.
That's weird. You know. Yeah.
I'm sorry. My hotels are right by Epcot.
I guess, but I don't know. That's just my take. Whatever. But it's good for this itinerary as well.
No, for this itinerary, if you're doing a one-day thing, yeah, open your day in Magic Kingdom, absolutely.
So, got to get there at Rope Drop. It opens at 9 a.m. You want to be there by 8:30. That's your goal time. I have no idea what you're doing. I also assume that you don't have a car, that you're not renting a car during this. If you're renting a car during this is going to make things a lot easier. But... I mean, you have to get over there from wherever you're staying. And the rest of this is just based on using Disney transportation, which is the way that I had to do it when I did it both times in one day. Well, actually, no, that's not true. Only one time in one day I used Disney. Other time I had a car, but whatever. So I don't want to be a liar. I'm on records talking about how I had a car doing it on another episode. So you're going to get there right at 9 a.m. They're going to have a little fun little... ceremony, and they're gonna characters are gonna pull up in the train, and there's gonna be a song, and it's really gonna get you in the mood to do it. Not really creepy, but you know, you're like, oh sweet, I'm actually here, this is actually about to happen, let's do this. So you're gonna walk in, and you are gonna start your journey by going to the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train,
going directly to the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
Do not stop for anything. Now, when you first walk in, They have cast members with a literal rope walking backwards as people walk into the park so no people don't start running to attractions.
Yeah.
So you're not going to be able to run, but you're just going to want to go straight there. Obviously, you're going to have a map. We're not going to explain how to get there.
That's right. And running is against the rules in Disneyland. Just throwing that out there. Kids, don't run.
Yeah. I mean, running is no part of this at all. So I'm going to estimate you have a 10-minute wait. The ride's about 3 minutes. It's not necessarily creepy, but, you know, there's a creepy little surprise at the end. And since Snow White's Scary Adventures is no longer in the Magic Kingdom, this is the closest thing as you got. And it's a little fun ride. You know, it's not the most thrilling ride on earth, but it is fun. So, you know, we'll start there.
Mm-hmm.
From there, you're going to be in Fantasyland. You'll be a hop, skip, jumping away from Liberty Square, and you're going to go right to the Haunted Mansion.
Yay!
So at this point, I'm estimating about 20 minutes, and, you know, these wait times are all really guesses, so, you know, don't hold me to them.
Totally.
Yeah, your Haunted Mansion, that's a given. I would say, my first thought was you should start with Haunted Mansion, but the smarter thing to do is just go start with an attraction that has a long wait time, and Seven Dwarfs Mine Train usually has a 60-minute wait or more.
Yeah, it is the newest ride in the park. Yeah. So, and at that point in time, I think it'll still be the newest ride in the park.
It sure will. Ain't nothing coming.
Nothing else being built.
All right. You've experienced the Haunted Mansion in all of its glory. And from there, I'm going to say it's time to go over to Space Mountain. Now, that by this point, that line is going to be pretty long. They have a single rider line. You're going to have to utilize it. I'm going to guess at that point, the single rider line would probably be about 20 minutes.
Hopefully.
You know, it won't be too much longer than that, but, you know, let's hope for there.
Yeah, but definitely, unless you have fast passed it, definitely use the single rider line.
So you're going to have to say goodbye for a little bit. Well, actually, you'll be standing in line the whole time.
Seconds.
Yeah, I know. So you'll be standing in line the whole time, but then, for 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Be tossed around in the dark, you know, and get dizzy. So, anyways, from there, you're going to hop on to Buzz Lightyear's Space Ranger Spin. And I don't know. I think this is a game, but it's a ride that I'd always love to go on. I'll ride it by myself. I'll ride it with friends. I just enjoy this. I think, you know, you guys get to shoot stuff. And you're going to miss out on another similar attraction in Hollywood Studios because that's not on my itinerary, which I'll get to when we get there. So you're definitely going to want to hop on this. There's usually a little bit of a wait. It's going to be about 30 minutes or so, and there's no single rider, and plus you need to compete against each other.
Yeah, that's when you get to compete.
So at this point, I think I'd scheduled being in the Magic Kingdom from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. And at this part, we're really at about... You know, estimate about 2.5 hours. I put a variable in here, and you know, Roxy questioned it when she went over the list, but I need to explain myself.
Please explain. Oh, I know why you put this on. Okay, go ahead. Go.
So you may not want to take my word for it. You may take my word for it. You know, it's your call. I'm not going to be upset. But I threw on the Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. Because I think this ride is deceptively one of the most creepiest rides in the parks. And I feel like, you know, I don't think, yeah, there's no Fantasyland dark rides on this list at all. So you have to experience that in some way. And out of the ones that are in the Magic Kingdom, I'd say that this is the creepiest one. I feel like I'm not, we don't have time, and I don't even really want to spoil it for you. I'm just saying it might seem odd for two 40-year-old men to go stand in line for Winnie the Pooh.
It might, a little bit, but it is a dark ride, and you kind of do have to experience a Fantasyland dark ride. And if you're going to pick one that at least is a little creepy, Winnie the Pooh is a lot creepier than, say, Peter Pan and has a shorter line.
Yeah, I'd even throw Peter Pan into the mix because it's always a long line. It's always an hour plus wait. Because I guess low capacity.
I'm going to throw something in here too, if you have time. So in Disneyland, I know it works this way. I honestly don't remember the Magic Kingdom. But the train, can you take the train from near the Haunted Mansion over to Tomorrowland?
No, I don't think there's train stop. Where is the train?
I was going to say, where is that train stop? Because if you have time permitting, if you don't want to walk from one side of the park to the other, you know, and if you want to throw in an extra ride or let your feet rest or whatnot, you know, since you are basically going from...
It's not that far of a walk.
It's not, because it's in Liberty Square.
Yeah.
But...
Because I feel like well, there's the Fantasyland train stop, which is part of the circus, Storybook Circus now, and the one on Main Street, and I'm totally blanking out on where the other one is. So I was like, has to be one in Frontierland, right? I mean, like...
Right? There must be.
But I don't think that's going to help out.
Probably not, but it is one of those things that if you wanted to get from one side of the park to the other, you didn't want to walk, and you had the time, that is always an option.
Right. Well, check that out. I don't usually write it, so I don't know. But yeah, that's my variable there. You could just be like, no, we're not going to do it, and I'm not going to be upset about it. But you know, that's that. So that'll bring us to noon. I have given an hour travel time between parks for using Disney transportation. This is so unpredictable. I mean, basically, they're buses that come and go as they please. I don't know. Sometimes it'll be there. Sometimes they won't.
I have a little thing to say about Disney transportation.
Okay. So. I just say, usually from park to park, it's not so bad. I think just getting to specific resorts from the park, that could really, you know, be a challenge. But, you know, I did do this in one day using Disney transportation. And it took, you know, between like door to door, leaving one park and actually getting another, it ended up being like about an hour.
So I have a way that you can shave quite a bit of time off. This is how we do it when we go. But it's just a matter of what is more important to you, time or money.
Right.
Because what we do is we take a taxi from one park to another. And if you're at the Magic Kingdom, the quickest and most efficient way to do that is to get on the monorail that goes to the hotels, not the one that goes to the transportation center. You can get on the monorail that goes to the transportation center, or you can take the boat over the transportation center and go get on a cab. But if you really want to do it quickly, get on the hotel monorail, take it one stop to the Contemporary Hotel, right. Go downstairs through the lobby, hail a cab. There's a line of them right there, and take it straight to Animal Kingdom. That will take you 15 minutes.
Oh, there you go. A Roxy Tart tip.
The only transportation we ever use is the monorail. We never use the buses. They're too crowded. They're too hot. They take too long. I'm not down for that. My time is worth more than my money. So I will pay the extra cab fee. And usually cab fees from park to park or from hotel to hotel are not very much.
No, there's also Uber has really boomed in the past year or so. I guess you're from the UK, so you might – I don't know if you have that there or not. I have no idea. But
you could use an Uber. The only thing about Uber is that you want to make sure that you schedule it so that you get to where the Uber is right at the same time, because the whole point is you don't want to have to wait.
Right.
And if you catch your cabs at hotels, there are always a line of them right there. You do not have to wait.
Well, that's probably easier. But I think – I mean, Uber is a little less money. So you can, totally. you can research that. But I'm just – I plan this to have an hour in between. So if you're able to shorten that time, then you could utilize more things. I mean, that's obviously what's going on here. I mean, if you're able to do things in less time, then, you know, you could do more things, I guess. Mm-hmm. or take a break. I don't know. But our next stop on our journey is to Disney's Animal Kingdom. At the arrival time at 1 p.m., you have 2 hours in this park. It's time to make the best of it. Now, I'm just going to put this out there. It's maybe controversial, and that's fine. Besides these three things that I'm going to mention, I'm pretty much good with Animal Kingdom.
I agree with you completely, actually. And I will admit, one of the things that I love about Animal Kingdom is I love to walk around Animal Kingdom because it is so pretty. Mm-hmm. But obviously, that is not an option. If you only have one day, you're not going to take a stroll around the lake no. in Animal Kingdom. And also, I really like the Nemo musical. But again, it's a huge time sink. So I believe that your three things that you have are it for Animal Kingdom.
Right. I mean, let's see. I mean, the Lion King show is cool. I've seen that. There's the main the headliner attraction here, which is not on this list, which is the safari.
Yes, you can watch the lion sleep.
Yeah, I mean, it's usually not that interesting. And I'm just going to assume that you're more about theme park attractions and looking at animals. You know, I'm sure there's zoos near your house, you know, like, so I mean, it is, you know, it is cool to jump on the safari or whatever, but, you know, just for me, these are the three things that I'm interested in, and I'm usually in and out after this anyways, but these are worth going to this park just to experience these three things. I wouldn't cut it out just because it's only three things.
Absolutely.
And so let's just hop right to it. The real headliner attraction, in our humble opinion, is you're going to go straight to Expedition Everest, which is one of the best coasters, if not the best coaster.
Hands down, the best coaster on the Walt Disney World property. Everest is amazing.
It is. That's a must do. It's definitely creepy.
It is. And like, seriously, like, just thinking about it, I get a little excited.
Oh man.
It's an awesome ride.
So this one's gonna have a wait. So this is definitely a single rider experience. I said 20 minutes, but I've done single rider and waited 5 minutes. So, you know, it's not too bad. You know, that could be less, but I've just given it a 20-minute variable here.
Yep. Yeah, and if it's less, go again.
Yeah,
like I'm just saying, I've done it
too. Yep.
We went and then we went again and then we might have gone again just to keep that adrenaline like running. But if you can, to go again, absolutely.
Yeah, I didn't get to do it last trip, but I literally maybe the trip before that like went right off and went right back on.
Absolutely.
Definitely start the party off with that one at Animal Kingdom. And then not too far from there right over the bridge is Dinosaur. Now, this is probably going to be the longest wait of the day. I think that's of my estimate because there's no single rider line for it. And
but it's worth it. Dinosaur's a really cool ride. I actually have people that I go to the park with. Three people in particular that I have been to Animal Kingdom with and I have rode this ride with, and all three of them are scared of this ride.
Really?
So I am not even kidding you. Now, two of them have a really good reason, because we had one of the most creepy Disney experiences ever in this ride. But the third person is just scared because it is a little creepy. It is a little scary. It's meant to be like that, so it's really cool. But Dinosaur's a great ride.
It's completely scary. Creepy.
I am not scared at all on this ride. I have nothing. I don't think it was scary, even though I had a what would be considered like crazy experience. But everybody else seems to think this ride is scary, so I'm down.
There's startles in it.
Yes.
It's mostly in the dark. You know, and you hear a lot of things. Whatever. Only thing not creepy about this ride is in the queue, the giant French fries and ketchup wall or whatever.
But don't let that throw you. Yeah. Don't let that deter you from going on the dinosaur ride, because it is a great ride. Just take a picture with the French fries and move on.
Yeah. Not sure what that one was about. But actually, I do, but whatever. We got to move on. So, on your way out of here, you're going to pass by the Tree of Life, the icon of the park. At the bottom of the Tree of Life is where the show It's Tough to Be a Bug is. Now, you need to go back, if you haven't heard it yet, and listen to my Listen to our episode of It's Tough to Be a Bug. It is literally one of my favorite things ever, and it is super creepy. And the reactions in the audience are of children screaming in terror and, or children laughing. That mixture of joy and terror, I mean, that's what you go to theme parks for, right? I mean, that's what...
Absolutely.
So this, you're probably going to have to wait a half an hour or so. I mean, it is a show that runs about 8 minutes, so it's just as many people could fit in for each showing. So there's usually a wait for it. I've never been able to just, like, walk right onto it. But it is definitely worth it. You'll definitely enjoy it. And I think that's the only show on this list, if I'm not
pretty
mistaken.
Much, yeah.
So, you know.
And now you are done in Animal Kingdom.
That's it. It's 3 o'clock. It's time to head on over to Disney's Hollywood Studios.
Yep. And again, you have a choice. You could take the buses and straight from the front of Animal Kingdom to Hollywood Studios, or you can take a cab. The cab stand is right outside of Animal Kingdom, so you could do that. Or you can walk into the Animal Kingdom Lodge, which is a really nice hotel if you just wanted to see it, grab a cab. But there is no hotel near Hollywood Studios to take it to, so you have to take it right to Hollywood Studios.
Yeah, well, you're not saying take a cab to a hotel. You're saying take a cab from a hotel because there's cabs waiting there.
Yes, absolutely. But there, I don't know. I don't know anything about these guys. They might want to see as much as possible. And there are times when, like, you know, if you wanted to see the hotels, because you could spend a whole day just touring the hotels. They're amazing,
yeah,
and they're beautiful.
Sure.
So if you did want to get some of that in there, you really could. You know, you could bounce from hotel to hotel, walk through a hotel, and, you know, almost be right at some of these parks.
That's true.
So it is just another little way to sneak in a little extra something and say that you got to see it or experience it.
Yeah, I mean, I've visited the Animal Kingdom Lodge, and it's a pretty sweet area.
It is. It's beautiful.
And I've eaten there as well, and you might want to – that's a time you might want to grab something quick to eat. Usually midday at these places, it's pretty dead.
Mm-hmm.
So you could be
in
and out.
If you're going to stop and go sit down somewhere, the hotels during the middle of the day is a really good place to do it.
But it's not time to eat yet.
We're going to Hollywood Studios.
Yep. So you have 2 hours here. There literally is no time to eat in this itinerary because this is going to be a nonstop go to fit all these things into 2 hours. But, you know, you're up for it, right? So first things first, get into the park, walk,
take a right,
take a hard right. You'll see it in the distance. The Twilight Zone Tower of Terror. You're gonna hightail it, a fast jaunt, is that a
brisk
word?
Walk.
A brisk walk. This, now I cannot remember for the life of me if this has a single rider line or not.
I don't think it does.
You know, if anything, I would say if you're booking Fast Pass Pluses.
This is the one you want a Fast Pass.
Yeah, like book it for Hollywood Studios at 4:15, I don't know, or 4:30,
yeah,
or whatever.
This is the one you want a Fast Pass. Fast Pass Tower of Terror. It's an amazing ride.
So if there's not a single rider line, it's going to be a wait. It's going to be, you know, probably 40 minutes, maybe longer.
Yep.
Unfortunately.
But whatever, ride the ride.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, if you have to wait longer than 40 minutes for this, I'm going to say skip the next ride on my list here.
Oh, how sad is that? Although if you have to wait longer than 40 minutes and the next ride, which happens to be right next door, has a shorter wait, you might want to do the next one first and then go back to Tower of Terror.
But that's rolling the dice on that the Tower of Terror line is going to go down.
That's true.
You know, are you a gambling man? No, but
whatever, do them both.
Well, Tower of Terror is definitely a must do on the creepy tour. It is an amazing thrill. It is it's kind of like the Haunted Mansion in the drop tower, particularly the Hollywood Studios version of it. As opposed to the one that's in Disney California Adventure. I don't want to talk about it. I just think it's Ride.
Ride Tower of Terror. It's really simple. It's really simple. Go get in line and ride it. Have a snack.
Yeah. Grab a snack, get in line, and get ready. You know.
And when you get off Tower of Terror, continue your adrenaline rush next door.
Right. Make a hard right.
A hard right again.
Yeah. To Aerosmith's Rock and Roller Coaster. I don't know how you feel about Aerosmith. I'm not too into him, but independent of that, this is a fun ride. It's a pretty sweet queue.
It's a good queue to walk through. It's really cool. This is my second favorite roller coaster on Disney World property. I just want to throw that out there. I love this roller coaster. And I'm not going to say anything about it, because the reason I love it is because the first time I went on it, I didn't know anything about it. Hmm. And it was such a cool surprise that I was like, oh my God, I love this. Well, I go on it every trip.
Well, we won't ruin the surprise, but, you know, don't just say that. You know, there it is. But I'm just saying, me personally, it's really not creepy.
But
it's a good thrill ride.
It's so much fun.
So I'm saying, if you have to wait long for Tower of Terror, you're going to have to cut it off the list. Like, that's my stance on this. That's obviously not your stance, since you said you ride this every trip. But
yes, I do.
But I don't ride it every trip. So so that's my stance. Okay, we're moving on. We did Rock and Roller Coaster. Now, this is like, and the next thing here is something that I would only say to do if you have never done it before, which is obviously the case. Mm-hmm. Because as far as the creepy tour goes, there are some great things in this attraction. Not the whole attraction is not the sweetest thing on earth, but there are some great things in this attraction. And I'm talking about the Great Movie Ride.
And I completely agree. There are some nice creepy moments in this ride. But beyond that, it is the iconic Hollywood Studios ride.
Right.
And if you've never done it,
yeah,
if you've never done it, go on the Great Movie Ride. It's yet another one that every time we go, I have to go on this ride. But don't worry, there's no line.
I don't know. I've been in line. I've had to wait for it. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
I have never had to wait in line for this ride.
I put down 30 minutes as an estimated time, because that is the average time I've had to wait every time that I've gone on this.
Wow.
Yeah, so you lucked out on that. And it is a very long ride, clocking in at almost 19 minutes in length.
Yep. But so worth it. It's so much fun. It's really cool.
I'm just going to say.
And maybe you'll get my luck. Like, I'm serious. I lived in Orlando, and I have never waited for this ride.
Maybe.
That's crazy to me.
I don't know. But in this ride, you will get to go through a scene from Alien, and you will get to go to the Wizard of Oz. And that right there is worth the price of admission right there, worth the wait. The price of admission to Hollywood Studios is Tower of Terror.
But, right.
let me be clear.
All right. So you have rested your legs, and you have rested your feet, and you have taken a breather on the Great Movie Ride, which really you need by this point in time.
Yeah, I think that's a perfect time of the day. It's literally in the middle of the day. Right?
Right? Yes, you need that 19 minutes of just sitting still and being like, oh, my feet, you know.
Yeah.
So.
All right, you're going to hop off there. And
so go ahead.
We're going to go to Star Tours. Now, since they redid Star Tours in Hollywood Studios, it really doesn't have long of a wait. I know there's usually a wait in Disneyland for it.
Yes, there is almost always a wait for Star Tours in Disneyland.
Yeah, it's usually pretty modest. I have definitely, like, done two or three Star Tours rides in a row, and you know, it was no problem.
See, this is where James and I differ. I don't go on Star Tours at all, so I would go back on Rock and Roller Coaster again, maybe Tower of Terror, depending. Another thing about Tower of Terror, since we are on the topic of Star Tours,
right?
They both have something in common. Tower of Terror has like 8 different drops that you can do, and Star Tours has how many, James?
Well, here's the thing. Within Star Tours, there's 9 different planets that you can visit. Each ride, you visit 2 planets. So, and they're all completely random. So the variables of what ride experience you could have is well more than 8. I don't know what that number is right now, but it's got to be like in the 30s or 40 range of like...
Yes. So James believes that you should go on Star Tours more than once. I don't go on Star Tours, so I believe you should go on Tower of Terror.
You also don't watch... You haven't seen the original Star Wars trilogy. Let's just throw it out there. Most people have.
Even if I had, though, I can't go on Star Tours. Right. I can't go on those kind of rides. They make me so sick.
All right, so you don't do motion simulators, but...
Yeah,
no, I would say most people like Star Wars or love it, and... This is as of right now, this is the only Star Wars attraction, so.
That's right.
And you get so much out of it because there's so many different, like, iconic Star Wars things that you could possibly experience during it that it's awesome. And plus the queue, I don't know how the queue is in Disneyland after the redo.
I wouldn't know.
Oh, so you haven't ridden Star Tours 2.0 is what you're saying?
No, I have not.
Oh, I just want to say, first of all, as far as motion sickness goes, it is like virtually non-existent as opposed to the first one.
Interesting.
Like it is like 100 times more smoother. I know how rough the first one is. I got to ride it shortly before it closed. It's reset in my memory, and also, you know, and then I rode the other one. Yeah.
It's not even actually Star Tours that made me decide not to ride Star Tours anymore. It's another ride over in another park that we'll get to, that made me realize that motion simulator rides were not for me.
All right. Well, there's that.
I might give it a try. You don't know.
Yeah. All right. I'm just saying it's smoother in case people are worried about that. But anyways, yeah. And that's the thing I say, if there's time permitting, you go on, just hop right back in line and go on. Now you have till 6 p.m. to be out of here. So
that's right.
You know,
because now we're going to Epcot.
We're going to Epcot. I timed this out for 7 to 9 p.m.
Okay, now let's talk about getting to Epcot from Hollywood Studios. You are really close. Do not go out the main gate and get on a bus and go. That will take you longer. Go get on the boat. Take the boat from Hollywood Studios to Epcot. Not only are the lines shorter to get on the boat, but it's such a nicer trip because you get to experience the waterway, you get to see different hotels, and it's like fresh air, and it's very nice. Take the boat from Hollywood Studios to Epcot.
No, I have not experienced that yet, so thanks for that tip. Sounds relaxing.
Oh, it is. It's very nice. Very nice.
Now, the boats, do they let off in the front of Epcot or near the resort entrance?
They let off right at the entrance to World Showcase. They let you off, the boat lets you off, and you walk up the little ramp thingy.
Right. That's near the resort. That's what's all, yeah.
Yeah, resort entrance. So if you go to the left, you'll go into World Showcase, you'll go to Paris. And if you go to the right, I believe you walk into England, and then you can head into Future World.
All right. Well, my plan is from leading into the entrance of Epcot, so that you might need to change things about a little bit if you end up taking the boats. But
take the boats.
So she's saying take the boats. Whatever. I'm just saying that this itinerary does not include entering in the back way, so, near the resort entrance, as I call it, and the boatway entrance as well, I guess. So. Anyways, you're going to walk right in. You're going to see it from a distance. You got to just go right on it. Spaceship Earth. Got to experience it. That's an iconic Epcot attraction.
You really do. Don't let anyone tell you not to go on Spaceship Earth. It is the iconic Epcot ride. It is in the giant golf ball. It's awesome. It's a little old and it's a little dated, except for like the queue and then the very end. But it's such a cool ride.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's...
Go in the golf.
Yeah, it's called the golf ball. I mean, you're probably going to wait 20 minutes or so. The ride is close to 15 minutes. So that's a good, you know, time off your feet.
Yep.
And experience that. I have opted to leave off of this list. Actually, I'm going to be really honest here and say there isn't... not that much in Epcot currently that I even want to do. There's not too much in Epcot that I consider to be creepy. One thing I refuse to do, and you may you may feel differently than I do, but I'm just going to, and you don't know what this is. It's not on the list, Roxy, but I'm just going to, I'm going to say either do that or the next thing on the list. If you really want to do it for some reason, but is the Mission Space. Have you done Mission Space?
F that ride.
So Roxy says not to do it. I'm saying not to do it. But if for some reason you really want to do it.
If you love motion simulator rides, okay, if you really do and you are a space person, go on Mission Space. There are two ways that you can go. You can go green or you can go orange. Green is nice and simple. Orange is crazy town. Okay, I went on green. Cupcake Terror, who has been on this show before, actually got into the ride and before it even started made them stop it, open it back up and let her off because she was not doing this ride. I did the ride. I got off and I literally had to take a knee and sit for like 30 minutes because I was so sick. That was the last motion simulator ride I ever went on. Oh my word.
Well, maybe all this sounds awesome to them. Maybe all this sounds awesome to them because they're into like extreme creepy stuff.
It absolutely might. I've had people that I've told the story to and they're like, I want to go on it right now. And if that is who you are, then I suggest you go on Mission Space. If not, just stay away. It's a mean ride.
It is a mean ride. Now, the thing that is on my list, which I would say if you go on Mission Space, scratch this off your list. It's right next door to it. So it's your take, is Test Track. Now, here's my thoughts on Test Track and why I think that you should at least experience it. You got to do single rider because there's going to be a long line for it. And that'll be about 20 minutes. When Test Track first opened, it was a crash course on testing the safety features of cars. So you're kind of like a crash test dummy. And I think it's fun. So it is the same ride system as the Cars Radiator Springs Racers ride that's out in Disney California Adventure, but it's obviously not Cars themed at all. but it's a similar experience. So in case you're like, I really want to ride that, just, you know, you can go on there, pretend that it's Cars if you're into that. they did change the ride to Test Track 2.0, where if somehow it makes it like you're inside of a computer. I have experienced the new Test Track. Even though it's the same ride, they just took out all the real-life stuff and made it like, I don't know, like you're in a computer. It looks a lot like things from Tron, so that's kind of cool. But overall, when I was riding, I was like, eh. I'm like, I kind of liked it the way it was before because it was kind of cool that you were actually doing things that cars went through. That was like the coolest part about it. So it's like, but so take it or leave it. It's Mission Space, Test Track. That's what you got to do then.
Whichever one floats your boat.
I took Soarin' off this list. Soarin' is always a huge wait. I don't think it's worth the wait. It's a fun ride if there's no wait. But that's my two cents on that. it's always an absurd long wait at Epcot.
It is a really cool ride though.
Now this is going to be a little bit of fun here. It's a little different. I say from here, take the walk around World Showcase. It is a little over a mile long, so you know, most people can walk a mile in a little over 20 minutes. But another bonus is that while you're here, the Epcot Food and Wine Festival will be going on.
Oh.
And basically what happens, you're going to have to walk through all these worlds. I can't even talk. Walk through all these countries. And there's going to be a little booth set up, and they're going to have these little overpriced finger foods. Now, they are overpriced, I'm not going to lie, but there's some delicious food that you can eat. And, you know, stand in line for a few minutes, grab a bite, enjoy it. I'm going to suggest, I don't know how you guys are, but I'm going to suggest not drinking alcohol during this crazy day.
Or you might need to. Who knows?
Who knows? I know that that would just, I'd be done. Like, it wouldn't sit well with me at all. So you might be tempted to be, you know, oh, let me grab some German beer while I'm eating this German dish. But
so, World Showcase is hands down my favorite part of Epcot. If I could choose one half of Epcot, it would be World Showcase and not Future World to go into. I could literally spend all day long in World Showcase.
Sure, you very easily could.
I love it there. I love it there so much.
So I think that even though there's no attractions going to be going on there, course, Maelstrom is closed.
But will the Frozen ride be open by then?
No, it will not.
Oh, it will not.
There's okay. No date, but it says 2016. That's a lot. I still think it is part of the Walt Disney World experience to walk through there, and especially since it's food and wine, you can really get some eat during this time.
Oh, absolutely. And the food and wine festivals, like World Showcase by itself is awesome, but the food and wine festival makes it even better, and I'm a little jealous now. Even though I can no longer eat any of the food and I don't drink any wine. But I'm still jealous. Okay. That's how cool it is.
All right. So, I'm going to set aside about 40 minutes for this activity. It could take longer. I don't know. On your way out, depending on what time it is, I say stop by Journey into Imagination with Figment.
Because there's no wait.
There, you will literally walk on this ride.
It's like a freebie.
Last time I went on there, I walked in there and I'm like, is this like open? Is anything happening? Like, there was nobody there. It was the eeriest thing. I've never experienced that on any other ride in any other Disney park at any point in my life where there was literally like no one around. Like, barely one cast member were like, yeah, hop on in. Like, I thought maybe it was like a trap, you know?
Right? No, Figment is always empty. There is no wait. And that is because little kids don't know who Figment is. And older people who go to Disney World a lot know that the old Journey into Imagination was better than the new one. So we don't go on it.
Right. And I think it is. I mean, most people would say just don't do this. People really hate it. I'm just saying the original Journey into Your Imagination, which originally was called.
Mm-hmm.
Was an iconic ride. It'd be amazing if it was still there. It's not. Okay. But experience some Figment in some form.
Right. And it's a freebie ride.
Yep.
There's no line. What else can you go on in the parks where there's no line?
Not much that you want to. Right. Yeah. I mean, I think it's okay. That's all I'm saying. You know, for no wait, it's fine.
It doesn't have a wait, and I'm a Figment fan, so I go on it anyways.
All right, so now it's time to head back to the Magic Kingdom, 10 p.m. to midnight. I'm going to suggest the monorail.
Take the monorail.
Yep.
Yep, the transportation expert says take the monorail.
All right, there you go. The monorail, just in case you don't know, goes between a few hotels and only between Epcot and Magic Kingdom. So this is your only opportunity to really do utilize it for transportation purposes.
This is going to be one of those times that if you have a little extra time or you just need a little bit of a breather and you don't want to jump right back into a theme park, and especially if you have extra time, you can take the monorail. Since you already did the Contemporary, I would say take the monorail to the...
The Polynesian?
Well, to either, really, God, you know, to the Polynesian or the Grand Floridian and just experience these gorgeous hotels. You're there. And if you have the time, why not?
Yeah, time permitting. But, yep.
You know, stop at the Polynesian, go to the bar and get a drink. You know, if you're into the whole tiki thing, like
Trader Sam's might be open by then. I don't know. I don't remember the estimated opening time on that. I think that it will be, actually, in all honesty. So
those two hotels are two of the coolest, like the prettiest hotels on the property. So, and you're right there. The monorail goes through them. So why not?
All right. It's 10 o'clock. You're going to close out your day. You got 2 hours. Let's do this, huh?
You're about to get your second Magic Kingdom wind?
Yep. We're going to close it off here on your big magical day. You're going to head left to Adventureland and get on the Jungle Cruise.
Yep. Which... you know, yet another iconic Disneyland ride. Just go on the Jungle Cruise.
It's gone. It's, you know, usually a wait, fortunately, but whatever. It rides about 10 minutes.
It's nighttime, and Jungle Cruise is always, if you're an adult, Jungle Cruise is always better at nighttime than it is during the day because the skippers are at the end of their day and they tend to get a little bit funnier. Their jokes tend to get a little more grown up. So,
yep. So enjoy that. And while you're, you know, hop off that one and go to the Pirates of the Caribbean, which you might have already said, why haven't I gone on this yet? Well, during my itinerary, I was on the other side of the park. So I'm trying to trying to, you know.
We're helping you out here.
Trying to help you out here. Now, I don't know what the wait's going to be. I have heard, like, before FastPass Plus, before FastPass Plus, there really wasn't a wait for it. You would wait, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever waited more than 15 minutes for Pirates.
I've heard up to hour waits because of the FastPass Plus thing forcing people to get fast passes for things that don't need it.
Totally.
I've heard about crazy waits. I don't know. I put 20 minutes wait for Pirates. Good luck. Maybe it will be okay. Maybe this time of night it will slow down a little bit.
Right.
So yeah, then you could just cut through Adventureland to Frontierland, and then you could choose which one you want to go on first. They're right next to the door to each other. Big Thunder Mountain Railroad, Splash Mountain.
Depending on if you want to go on the wildest ride in the wilderness or get wet.
Yeah. I mean, I have both on here. If you have to choose between both of them, I'm going to say Splash Mountain over Magic Kingdom's Big Thunder Mountain Railroad.
Mm-hmm.
Disneyland's is pretty sweet, but that's another conversation. So this should probably bring you pretty close to midnight at this point by the time you're done with all that. I say end your trip, get in line by midnight. It doesn't have to be, you know, all you have to do is be in line by midnight, and then they cut off the line then. You could still ride the ride even after park close, quote unquote.
Yep.
End your ride with Haunted Mansion by going on at midnight.
And if another, like, kind of small inside, you know, Diz nerd thing to do is called mansion creeping.
Mm-hmm.
And it means that you are not... You are the last mansion ride of the night. You are the last group to go in. It's called mansion creeping. A lot of people end their nights that way. You know, Disney fans tend to end their nights that way by being the very last people to ride mansion for the night.
Yeah, so it'd be about a bunch of Haunted Mansion fanatics and all that. Also, at some point during your day, you need to go into the Haunted Mansion store, which opened right after I was last there, called Memento Mori. Spend some time in there. So, you know, work that in there.
Yep.
And hey, that's that.
If you happen to go when there is Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, well, that's a whole nother thing.
Right.
Because you could probably fit in quite a few more rides.
Yeah, just as a quick overview on that, I mean, we have recorded several episodes on it, so look it up. But
right.
This is a hard ticket event that is not part of your regular park admission. It's at 7 p.m. to midnight. They only sell a limited amount of tickets. They have special Halloween-themed events such as a parade, fireworks show, castle show. Obviously, it's the must-thing experience for being into creepy Disney stuff. It's about as creepy as it's going to get
right.
at the Magic Kingdom.
But it does mean that there are less people in the park. It does mean that the lines will be shorter for the rides. It does mean that you'll be able to throw in a few more rides and get to do a few more things while you're in the Magic Kingdom.
Right. So as a quick rundown, this is what I had to say here. If this is a day that there's a Mickey's Not So Scary Party, you're going to have to fork up the extra money for it. It's worth it. It's your once-in-a-lifetime trip. Hollywood, start your day at Hollywood Studios, 9 to 11, Epcot, 12 to 2, Animal Kingdom, 3 to 4:30, and then from 5:30 to 12, go to Magic Kingdom. You can enter the park at 4 o'clock if you have a ticket for Mickey's Not So Scary, so you could even possibly go later. And so then you would end your day doing all those things in Magic Kingdom. Some things might not be open when Mickey's Not So Scary starts. So, for example, the Jungle Cruise was not open during Mickey's Not So Scary last time I was there.
Mm-hmm.
But it was open earlier in the day. So these are all things you're just, you know, we're going to fly by. But the same itinerary, I would say, works no matter what. Because the itinerary within the park is based on walking, not necessarily time of day.
Yeah.
So.
Yes. And if you do get to do the Magic Kingdom and you have time to go on anything else, I just want to throw out there that I think that you should go on the People Mover.
Yeah, I thought about that too.
If you get to throw in one more thing, you know, it is one of those, again, iconic Disneyland rides. There's never a line. You will not have to wait to go on the People Mover.
Yep.
It's totally walk-on. It's right outside. It's in Tomorrowland, right outside of Space Mountain. So I suggest doing that, especially if you feel like you need a break and you need to sit down and you just need to chill. It's probably like the best thing to do that.
So that's it. That's your once in a lifetime, one day creepy tour of Walt Disney World.
Woohoo!
Whew, I'm exhausted. I was just talking about it.
I feel like I need a nap. In fact, I think I'm going to go do that now.
Roxy's going to take a nap.
I'm going to go take a nap. So I'm exhausted after our day in Disney World, and I feel the need to go to sleep.
You can. I would not only email this back to you, Craig. I'll post this in the show notes. Should I? Because then it's a spoiler. Obviously. If anyone wants this, I will email me at creepykingdom@gmail.com. I will send you this itinerary if you want to do it. Also, Craig, on the day you do this, tweet at me. Let me know what's going on. Who knows?
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
I might
let
be able to be
follow
there.
You.
I might be able to be there. Who knows?
So it's like... please. Hashtag Creepy Kingdom on or tag us in the photos on Instagram or on Twitter, because we want to see this. We want to experience this with you. And anyone else that decides to do this, let us know.
Let's do it. What did it? October 19th, 2015. I think I'm going to go do it. I'm not 100% confirming it, but the more I think about it, maybe I'll join the two lads.
Well, shoot, James, if you're going to do it. Oh, no, I can't on that day. Darn it. Well, maybe I can't. Ooh, no, that'd be tight. I don't know. Jim and the Holograms opens that weekend, so I have a prior engagement. But maybe. We'll see.
We'll see. Yeah, you're a woman on the go. You could travel around.
I am. You never know. It could happen.
But anyways, this has been really fun to put together, and it is a little teaser for something that Roxy and I are working on. So
yes.
I hope you've enjoyed the one-day creepy tour of Walt Disney World.
Bye.
October 19th, 2015. Will we all be taking this tour together? Hopefully not all of us, because then the wait times will be really long. But who knows? But hey, if you would like to contact the show just like Craig did, all you need to do is email us, creepykingdom@gmail.com. And to check out our other podcast, Roxy's World, Demon James, a podcast, and the brand new Curvy Cutie Chat, just stop by at monstermoviemedia.com. And for show notes, videos, creepy Disney cosplay, and fan art pics, links to all of our social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Google+, Tumblr, and Pinterest, just go to creepykingdom.com. Well, until next time.
I have a girl now. It is midnight. Pleasant dreams. Ha 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 ha